Now, this was a large, large band.
Yeah, this is a band they got together in the regiment when they called for the guys that could play, see.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, they just had a few, about 15-piece drum and bugle corps.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, here's sousaphone, I'll come across here. There's a kid that's in the Navy band, he went on. There's a guy that's the band leader right there, Bankett.
Okay. Did everyone have to provide their own instrument?
Mm.
Okay.
Well, sousaphone and stuff, I think the Navy supplied them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where in the hell I'm at in that picture. There's Reese.
You can't even really tell some instruments. Some of you don't even have instruments. That looks like a saxophone up there. Hmm. That's a nice picture.
Getting a little old. I guess it's probably the same picture. No, it ain't either.
No?
No, this is our company, because Gaffney was our company commander.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of odd. This is our company commander.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the boatswain's mate, third class.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, God damn, he's right next door to an admiral. Boy, he'd bark and you'd jump. When we left to go overseas on that train from Chicago to California, he was on the same deal. He's just another sailor. Yeah.
And what are these called?
That was your boots for boot training. You had to wear that. You was in boot training, see?
Oh.
And you had to wear them. Now, Lloyd Frack's in here someplace, if we could find him.
But that's,
there's Lloyd.
Yeah,
right there.
I recognized him, yeah.
Yeah, there's Lloyd.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I'd have to hunt to find me.
Mm-hmm. Goodness, you were all so young. Were there not older?
We had two or three guys that was in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was hard on them. My God. Mm-hmm. That physical training and stuff just beat them up.
Mm-hmm. And were most of the young men not married?
Was it what?
Were they not married?
No, most of them was married.
Oh, really? Okay.
There's our swimming pool. World's largest indoor training pool.
Hmm. And this was at the Great Lakes.
Yeah, right.
So part of your training was, well, I guess it would be swimming. If,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. When you look back at those days, what do you think?
Oh, God, it's quite an experience, really.
Mm-hmm. What was it like meeting people or young men from all over the United States with from different parts and different customs and things like that?
Well, I enjoyed it because we had a lot of guys from the East Coast, and some of them were perfect asses.
Yes.
And some of them was pretty good guys.
Uh-huh.
There's a band I played in when I was about a sophomore in high school.
Oh, okay. Now, where are you?
Right there.
Okay, all right.
I think I was 13 or 14 then.
And was this here in Cimarron?
No, in Dodge City, Dodge. Up there above KGNO.
Okay.
The Globe Building.
Okay, and it was the...
This is Bob Heron. He was a band leader. Herschel Holland, he worked at the radio station.
Okay.
Irma Johnson played piano.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Hamilton, he worked at the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie Escobar worked at the railroad. He was a greaser on the steam engines.
Okay.
And I don't know how they happened to get a hold of me. I guess it needs
well, yeah, sense. How did they know? How did they know you played?
I guess it. I played by ear, and my aunt Glenda Bridges used to play down here at Diamond Schoolhouse down by Inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd take my saxophone and I'd go play with her and play by ear. That's how I learned to play by ear.
Okay. All right.
And then somebody said, well, there's a kid over Cimarron who plays saxophone. Maybe he'll come over because the war was on. They needed musicians. So that's how I happened to be with them.
Okay. All right. Okay, let me turn this off until... When you got out, did you ever think of staying in?
They wouldn't let you stay in. They wanted to get rid of you.
Okay.
Yeah, right. They was downsizing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I would have... Oh, I probably wouldn't have, but the man had been stupid if they'd let him.
Yeah.
There was a group then. I think you've seen that one.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this gives you an idea. Here's the submarine side up beside us. Here's some more over here waiting to come over and be worked on.
Okay.
This is one of those inner ships smokers, they call it. The band's playing here, and guys down here. Mm-hmm. The two boats are tied up side by side.
Oh, okay.
You see that emblem of that submarine is a jackass?
Yeah.
Here was the guy that wrote the arrangements and played bass. He's kissing that Neil's butt.
I bet there were a lot of funny stories.
Oh, yeah. And there's a goonie bird right there.
Oh, okay.
And some of the brush, and she probably got a nest right there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. A lot of sand there. Yeah.
There's me coming up out of a submarine right there.
Have you ever been on a submarine?
No.
They're little tiny things.
I think I'd be claustrophobic.
I couldn't stand it.
Yeah. And especially when, if I knew it was going to dive down.
Well, there's a ship, and I'm trying to figure out whether this is a deck. I think this is on the submarine beside the ship.
Okay. Now, when you got out, did you know what you were going to do, that you were going to come home and...
Well, I knew I was going to come home. I didn't know what I was going to do.
Okay.
When I came home. There's the Golden Gate Bridge when I come back in the fall.
All right. Looking that good sight. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now you had a camera with you.
Oh, yeah.
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 Because I've talked to some men, and they didn't have cameras or couldn't even get film where they were.
Oh, they couldn't.
Huh.
And there was the two ships that we was on. One of them was the Eager, and the other was the Peleus.
Okay.
So here's a bunch of submarines tied up beside us there.
They look pretty tall, or tiny.
This is one coming in off War Patrol. There we got pictures
yeah.
of it.
There isn't enough beds for everybody to sleep at once, so half of the crew sleeps and the other half works, and then you switch.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that.
Well, no, and now don't they have subs that stay down
for months?
For
yeah.
months. Oh, I couldn't. Well,
these nuclear subs, they say they get after refuel once every 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only time they come back is for provisions for the crew.
Yeah.
Food and stuff.
Oh, I'd go crazy. I would go crazy. Yeah.
There's a thing under your towel.
So most of these submarines that came in were in the doing work in the Pacific.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
See that everything over there was Pacific Theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Well, they did keep you busy, that's for sure.
Yeah, you didn't have time to get too lonely.
No. Well, and that was good. That was good. Did you ever drink that torpedo juice?
Well, sure you did.
I'm surprised
you mix it with grapefruit juice.
Okay.
To cut it. Yeah. You couldn't drink it straight. It was like drinking lye water, I think.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Well, I don't see those big ones in the stage door canteen when it's in our dress whites now. Must be in another box out there.
Mm-hmm.
Not that important anyway.
Well, these are good pictures that you have.
They're old. Look at the pictures.
We even had a photo studio aboard ship.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, why?
Oh, I guess just like they got photographers out in war zones that have a history of it on film.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, that would make sense, yeah. So, when you came home, what did you do?
Just start working on the farm, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I played in the band, too.
Mm-hmm.
Came home and started playing in bands around the country,
mm-hmm.
farming.
Did you play with Rocky?
Well, Rocky Hampton, that get out of Great Bend.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back here, some he's gone together. I was playing an outfit. Playing one-nighters. We started in Texas and ended up in South Dakota, one-nighters.
And we came home broke.
Well, when you look back at your experience during the war, is there some specific thing that you remember or?
No, not really. It's just the job you was doing.
Mm-hmm. A specific person or?
Oh, I got.
Would you like some coffee?
No. No, I'm fine.
Well, one guy that ate the two things, he lives up in Kansas City. I think he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
and a trumpet player in Wisconsin, the last I heard, but when I wrote him a letter this year, he didn't get it. Mm-hmm. So I think there's only about three of us still alive.
Did you keep in touch with them for a while
for
after?
Quite a while, yeah. Actually, we went to Chicago once for a reunion, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Went up for the reunion, and then it had been called off, and they didn't tell him.
Oh, no.
We flew to Chicago.
That wasn't good.
No, that was kind of stupid.
Yeah. So when you came back, you came into the West Coast, San Francisco, or...
Yeah, that's where we came into.
Okay. And then when you were discharged, you caught a train home.
No, I had my car out there.
Oh, you had a car.
Yeah, I came home on leave. Well, I took the car back out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the option to get discharged at Shoemaker or at home. They'd buy you a ticket either way. Well, a lot of guys got discharged and got their own ticket. They're ones that had cars and they drove home themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you think of anything else that maybe I haven't asked the right question about your experience that, you know, something that might be important for people who are reading this to know about World War II or the band's role in World War II?
No, I don't. But the thing, when he's overseas, that the guys appreciated was the USO shows coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only time they ever seen a woman's with the USO show coming in.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Any other specific memory or?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to turn this off then.